2021. Open your mouth and appreciate this God. Many there are that shouted Happy New Year on the 1st of January 2021. And by today, they are no more. He kept you. He preserved you. He protected you. He delivered you from all the plans and intents of the powers of darkness. Open your mouth and appreciate God. Give Him praise this morning. Give Him praise this morning. Just give Him praise. Just worship Him. Just reverence Him. Just appreciate His good. This good God who has been so faithful to us. Morning to praise you. We come this morning to appreciate you, to acknowledge your faithfulness, to show our love for you, for all that you have done for us. January, February, March, April, May, June, and you have brought us into the seventh month. We return all glory and praise to you. As we commune with you this morning, reach out unto us. Bring down your glory in a special way today. Let this service bless someone's life and enact a new covenant with your people today. The covenant that will take us through the remaining 6 months of the year and take us into the new year. Take absolute control of this worship experience. Let your name and your name alone be glorified. Jesus' powerful name we have prayed. I didn't hear your amen. Put your hands together as we welcome God's servant to bless our lives this morning.
My Lord, let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. We are reading verse, our focus is verse 10. Our focus is verse 10. And our theme this morning is a very strong prayer that Jesus gave to us in this passage of scripture, in that verse 10. Let your kingdom come. Hallelujah. But I'd like to read the first part of verse 5 before I read verse 10. And when you pray, You can go to verse 10 now. Verse 10 says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father in heaven, we ask that you will breathe upon these words and cause it to produce life in us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let your kingdom come. This morning we will just briefly look at this theme, let your kingdom come. And it's a prayer that Jesus gave. He was actually teaching from chapter 5. Jesus started teaching, and when it came to chapter 6, very important, he brought this prayer model as a pattern, not to be following the words as they were, but a pattern that we should follow as believers. And when it came to verse 10, he said we should pray that the kingdom of God should come. Hallelujah. A kingdom is a realm or territory where a king's will and authority presides over. A kingdom is a governing impact of a king's will over a territory or domain, his influence over a people. The word kingdom in the original language means rule, reign. The kingdom of God is both now and in the future. Jesus told them in Luke chapter 17 verse 21, he said, the kingdom of God is within you. Praise the Lord. So when Jesus came, actually, he brought the kingdom. And it's part of what we are enjoying today. We are already part of God's kingdom. And in the future, it's going to be fully established, fulfilled, where we will be with our God and our Father forever. Praise the Lord. Then when you say your kingdom come, it's actually a prayer. It's a prayer. You are asking God to advance and expand that kingdom in the hearts of people. And we are anticipating the day when that kingdom literally will come, when Jesus returns. It's a kingdom that is both present and in the future. And I see this prayer as a multi-dimensional prayer. There are so many things in this prayer that Jesus actually admonished us to pray. And we'll just see a few things about this prayer before we take our prayers. So let your kingdom come is an evangelistic prayer. Let your kingdom come. This is a call for God to increase his kingdom, to convert hearts of unbelievers, to draw people to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need this kind of prayer in a time like this. Let your kingdom come. We are saying, God, expand your reach here on earth. Let more people come to know you. Let more people be part of your kingdom. And we are part, we're in partnership as this prayer is concerned, because God has positioned us here on the earth to be used to expand his kingdom. So when we are praying it, we're actually putting ourselves as part of what God has positioned us here to do. Let your kingdom come. Let more men be saved. Let more people be reached. Let more people come to know Jesus. Let more people surrender to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Let your kingdom come. So when you are praying that prayer, you are partnering with God to see that his kingdom expands. And that's what Jesus was actually teaching us in that passage of scripture. If you read Romans chapter 14 verse 17, we also see when we pray that prayer, what are we actually talking about? Romans 14 verse 17 is a popular scripture. Say, for the kingdom of God is not eating and what? Drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So when we say thy kingdom come, we are saying, God, let righteousness reign on the earth. Let righteousness reign in our lives. Let righteousness reign in our society. Let righteousness reign in our territories. Let righteousness reign in our families. Let the peace of God Jesus said, my peace I give to you, my peace I live with you. Not the way this world gives, give I unto you. So we are asking that the peace of God will reign, that God will take charge, that God will take away the evils, that God will take away the wickedness, so that his reign, he will reign in the heart of men in righteousness. So when he said, thy kingdom come, let your kingdom come, we are saying, Lord, let your righteousness reign. Let righteousness flow like a river in the land. Let wickedness be swallowed up. And he said, not just righteousness, but peace. Peace. There's no peace here on the earth. There's no system that can give us peace. Men have tried to put things in place to see how they can have peace, but there's no peace. The only way, the only place, the only one that can give us peace is our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible calls him the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And when we are saying, let thy kingdom come, we are saying, Prince of Peace, reign over our land. And I pray that the Prince of Peace will reign in our land, will reign in our country in the name of Jesus. When we say, let your kingdom come, it's a prayer of consecration. It's a prayer of consecration. Because you are positioning yourself that God will, when God's righteousness will reign in your life, that means you have to examine your life to ensure, because part of God's kingdom reigning, he judges unrighteousness, he judges wickedness. You are bringing yourself to God, a moment of reflection, of repentance from anything that is evil. You are consecrating yourself, and it's a time really when we should consciously pray and say, Lord, let your kingdom come. But you must prepare your heart for the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because if he comes, of course, his eyes are too holy to behold iniquity. So we're asking God by that prayer to make us holy. Let your kingdom come. We're asking him to make us holy. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us in Isaiah, if we have time to read it, that the government shall be upon what? His shoulder. The government shall be upon his shoulder. Talking about his rulership. Talking about his reign. In fact, we'll sing one of those songs that kingdom comes and fade away, something like that. You know that song? We'll sing at the end. Yeah. You see that many kingdoms have come and gone. We have studied so many of them in history. Many kings have come up and they have faded away. But, you know, our king and our kingdom does not fade away. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when you say, let your kingdom come, it's a prophetic prayer. Because we are very sure that one day, finally, Jesus will return. And what does he tell us all to do? We are to be watchful and spiritually prepared. Occupy fulfilling that great assignment that God has given to us. God saved us, left us here so that we can accomplish certain things for him. And one of the things that he placed in our hands is to evangelize, is to reach out to so many people, to expand the kingdom with the expectation that one day he will return. So when you are saying, let your kingdom come, you are reminding yourself that Jesus will surely return. I must be prepared. Hallelujah. And one other thing I say there is that, let your kingdom come, it's a resistant prayer. Because there are so many contrary things that are happening here. In fact, there are kingdoms of darkness, wicked kingdoms, that are trying to undo what God has done in the lives of men. They are trying to cause wickedness in the land. And when you are saying, let your kingdom come, you are saying every other contrary kingdom must cease. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Every contrary kingdom must stop all their activities. It's a refusal to accept, you know, the abnormal things that are happening. It's a refusal to accept the wickedness. You are saying, no, this thing cannot be. This thing cannot be. You are saying, no. Just like the scripture tells us, resist the devil. And what will he do? He will flee from you. So you are resisting all the activities of the devil.
all the activity of his kingdom. The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 that for God Jesus has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. So we have been translated. So we now stand against the kingdom of darkness. And when you are saying let your kingdom come, you are saying every kingdom that is not of the Lord must submit. Praise Master Jesus. In fact, in Daniel chapter 4, let's read that around verse 33. Let's read from verse 32. And while the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven. King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you. Praise the Lord. And they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and 7 times shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. Praise the Lord. You can see, somebody's kingdom came to an end at this point, and to teach him a lesson. And this one thing must be conscious of, that God, our Father, rules in the kingdom of men. In as much as he is God in the heavens, he is also God here on earth. He rules here, and the power to give it to whomever he wills is in his hands. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Paul was saying something, and he said that the kingdom of God is not just ordinary words. It is what? 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20. The kingdom of God is what? Is power. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20. Say, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but what? In power. And that's what God demonstrated in that Daniel that we just read. That the king will learn a lesson that God rules. And I want to let us know that we're in a time where we must pray that God will rule here on the earth. God will rule in our lives. So when we are praying that prayer, we are saying that God should rule. God should take over. God should reign. It's our prayer that God will reign in our lives. He will reign in our country, Nigeria, in the name of Jesus. But Jesus is telling us to enforce it in the place of prayer. That means so much depends on us as far as this prayer is concerned. We are asking God to rule over. It's also a warfare prayer. It's a battle. Because when you say so many things are not submitting to the authority of God, so many systems, so many powers, pompous, boasting, I've been wondering, why are they not submitting to the authority of God? Why is this one boasting? Why is this one so proud? And you hear so many proud words. You hear so many things that people say and do that and looks as if there is no God. What does that tell us? It's telling us that we need to pray that prayer. The Lord, let your kingdom come. So that these men and systems will learn that there is a God who is in the heaven, who rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomsoever he wills. Let's read Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Praise the Lord. Jesus revealed in this place the authority over the demon spirits. You know, you see that you can see as he executes the kingdom, it was a warfare, discharging, you know, the evil spirits that were ruling at the time that he came. Ruling in the lives of men. Remember when he met that man by around the cemetery area, graveside, you know, the demon said, have you come to destroy us before our time? They knew that one that has authority has entered that domain, and they were afraid. So that's why it's actually a battle. When you are saying, let the kingdom come, you are declaring war against the activity of darkness.
Praise the Lord.
And they will submit in the name of Jesus. They will submit. So it's a declaration of war against the kingdom of darkness. In Ephesians chapter 6, it's a popular scripture that we have. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Let's read it. Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against powers, against the wickedness, you know, the rulers of darkness, and all of these ages, against spiritual wickedness in high places and all that. You know, you see that there's a battle. These are the kingdom elements that when we declare that God's kingdom should come, we are declaring war against all the forces of evil, the powers, the spiritual wickedness, and all their hosts. We are bringing them to the battleground and declaring war against them. There are so many people that are enslaved, so many people are oppressed, so many that are possessed with demons. When we say, let your kingdom come, we are saying, let the people of God have freedom, liberty, and it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Psalm 103 verse 19 that his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord. Psalm 103. Can we read that? Psalm 103 verse 19. Verse 19. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. His kingdom rules over all. His kingdom rules over all. And when we pray that his kingdom should come, it's a prayer of submission. Because if you look at that prayer, it's not our kingdom. It's not, let my kingdom come. It's a, let your kingdom come. It's a prayer of submission. Because what followed? Your will, so that your will be done here in the earth. It's a prayer of submission. We must surrender our plans and priorities to God. We must allow God to take over from us. Of course, some of the things we face today, we don't have what it takes. But our God, who has all powers, will give us victory in the mighty name of Jesus. We're actually submitting to the will and the power of God to take over. We're actually handing over the situations to God. When we say, let your kingdom come, we're saying, God, take over this situation. Take over the circumstances, rule over, and achieve, you know, victory for your name, that the whole earth, the whole world will know that you are the God that rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whosoever you will. Let's stand on our feet as we begin to pray. Let's stand on our feet as we begin to pray this morning. Let your kingdom come. Well, let's sing that song to the glory of God. Let your kingdom come. It's a prayer. It's a warfare prayer. It's a prayer, a resistant prayer against the forces of darkness. Kingdom come and kingdom fade away.
I'm Just lift up your voice and begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Begin to give him glory and praise. He's our King forever. The Bible tells us his kingdom is everlasting. Begin to give him praise and glory. The one that reigns forever. The ones that reigns forever. Give him glory and praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, we give you praise. Father, we magnify your name. The God that reigns forever and ever. Give him glory and praise. Worship the King of glory. Worship the King of glory. Worship the King of glory. Father, we thank you for the privilege. We know that, Lord, that you are King. Yes, Father, we appreciate you this morning. We give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you for your greatness. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you, precious Father. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your name. 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 Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Take all the glory in Jesus' name we pray. You are going to pray this morning that God will use you as an instrument to expand his kingdom here on the earth. Because there's an assignment that is upon your life as far as this kingdom is concerned. You're going to say, we're going to pray, say, Father, use me to expand your kingdom, to reach out to more people. Use me as an instrument in your hands to affect people's life. We are talking about the rulership of God, the influence of God that will come through you as a citizen of the kingdom. Begin to pray this morning. Say, Father, I present myself to you. Use me as an instrument to expand your kingdom. Use me as an instrument to establish your kingdom in my territory. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, use me as an instrument to expand your kingdom here on the earth in the name of Jesus. Father, I'll be an available instrument in your hand to establish your kingdom in the name of Jesus. To establish your domain here on the earth in the name of Jesus. Use me as a valuable instrument. Use me as a valuable instrument in the name of Jesus. Make sure you are praying and the power of God will descend upon you. Almighty God, I pray in the name of Jesus. I'll be a ready instrument in your hand to expand your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to pray this morning. You are going to pray. The Bible says that at the mention of the name of the Lord, every knee must bow. You are going to pray. As the kingdom is established, every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. We are going to pray. As many who are still resisting the power of this kingdom, say, Lord, cause them to submit. Cause them to submit by your mighty power. As we establish, as we pray, let your kingdom come. Let men begin to submit. 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 As they see your mighty power, let them begin to submit. In the name of Jesus, let men begin to submit by your mighty power. In the name of Jesus, to submit to your authority. They will submit to your authority. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says that the God of this world has blinded the minds of many that should have come to the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to pray in the name of Jesus. As we pray, let thy kingdom come. We are going to set as many free who are under the bondage of Satan, who are so dead in their, who are so carried away in sin that they are no more, is as if they are no more alive. We are going to release them by the kingdom of God that is released today. I want to open your mouth to praise as many who are still under the influence of Satan. As the influence of God appears to us, let them be released from their prisons. Let them be released from the shackles of sin. Let them be released from the bondage of sin. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Say, Father, my Father, my Father, release your power as many who are under the influence of sin. Oh Lord, I pray, begin, we set them free from the shackles of sin. We set them free in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, we release them. 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 We release them. We release them. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's what he has placed us here to do, as ones that we push forth the kingdom. You know, when he said, let thy kingdom come, he was actually handing over something to us. He came to establish something and hand it over to us. See, in internally he was telling them, you are the one that will push forth this kingdom here on the earth. You are the one that we push it forth. And he has placed us here. He manifested and gave us power to destroy all the works of the devil. We are going to pray in the name of Jesus that all the activities of the devil in any form that is taking, oh, we bring them to naught. I want to open your mouth and begin to pray. It was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Begin to destroy all the works of the devil. All that the devil has done to cause havoc, to cause confusion in the land, in our lives, in our families. Father, we bring them to naught. Today, in the name of Jesus, Jesus was manifested. The Bible said he made a public show of the devil. Father, we take authority in the name of Jesus and all against all the activities of darkness, all the wickedness, all the forces of evil. We bring them to naught in the name of Jesus. We challenge them now in the name of Jesus. By your power, Lord, we dethrone them. We bring them to naught in the name of Jesus. We frustrate their activities. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Now, everything is under the control of God. Everything. When his kingdom comes, everything obeys him. Let's read Jonah chapter 2, verse 10. As he gives us Jonah 2, verse 10, I want us to look at it together. Oh, we're going to pray. That's. Now look at it. So the Lord spoke to, what did he speak to? And he did what? Unto a dragon. When God is ruling, everything hears his voice. Everything. Including the chair, you are sitting on anything. Anything, both inanimate objects. Everything hears his voice. When his kingdom comes. We're going to pray this morning. As many powers that are holding the destiny of this nation, they must vomit it. As many are boasted, hey, this country is in our hand, it's in our pocket, we can do what we want to do, we can do anything about it. They must submit, they must obey the voice of the Lord. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it did but one thing, just one thing. It obeyed the voice of the Lord. I want to lift up our voices this morning. As many who have boasted that Nigeria belongs to them, they must submit to the Lord today. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. So Lord, arise. Arise in your power. Arise in your power. And begin to dethrone them. Dethrone as many who have vowed that this nation belongs to them. They will begin to submit. As many they have stolen. As many things they have stolen from this nation. As many. and make them feel that this nation belongs to them. Father, cause them to vomit them in the name of Jesus. Cause them to vomit them in the name of Jesus. Cause them to vomit them in the name of Jesus. Ah, they must submit. They must submit in the name of Jesus. They must submit in the name of Jesus. They must submit in the name of Jesus. They must submit. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we'll pray that prayer again. And the Lord spoke unto the fish and he vomited Jonah. Get to pray this morning. I don't know that thing that is in your life. God, as God takes over your life, his rulership and reign over your life, whatever has swallowed you up, whatever has overshadowed your destiny, we submit this morning in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray, say, oh Lord, my Father, any power that has swallowed my destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Vomit it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. 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 Any power that has swallowed my destiny, vomit it now. Vomit it now. Hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Vomit it now. 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 Vomit it now. Ragadabalagaba. Lick it again. Vomit it now in the name of Jesus. Vomit it now in the name of Jesus. Lick up a ragadosia. Zeketelebo supra ekabala. Radegedegedebo shaba. Ikabashadalaba. Vomit it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. So I'm going to pray. This prayer looks very simple but powerful. Say, oh Lord, reign over my life. You will pray it for your family. Pray it for your children. Over everything. Say, Lord, reign over my life. You know what that means? No power can trespass when God is reigning over your life. No power. No demon. No force. Say, oh Lord, my Father, reign over my life. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Reign over my life. Ha! Reign over my family. Reign over my destiny. Oh! Reign! 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 Ah! Lekepo shalabalaga. Rekadagadaba. Reign over my life. In the name of Jesus. Reign over my family. Reign over my business. Reign over Civil Chapel. In the name of Jesus. Ah. Reign over my life. 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 Ah. Reign over my life. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Thy kingdom come makes us dual citizens. Citizens of heaven. We are in heaven and we are still on earth. Hallelujah. Because basically we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. So we are in heaven and we are still on, we are also on earth. In Daniel chapter 4 verse 17, I want to read something to us and we will pray. He said, this decision is by the decree of the watchers and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he will, and sets over it the lowest of men. Say, this decision is by the decree of the watchers. We are the watchers. And the sentence by the words of the holy ones. So, the words of the holy ones that belong to the kingdom, they matter. The Bible says, in the word of the king, there's what? There is power. And we are kings in this kingdom. He's the king of kings. He's the king of kings. And he has made us kings and what? And priests here on the earth. You are going to make decrees on this first day of the month of July. You are going to make decrees over your life You are going to make decrees over your family. You are going to make decrees. This is the second half of the year. Something must happen. Something new. It's a new month. It's a new month. It's the second half of the year. It's new. The first month of the second half. Something new. By the words, the sentence of the Holy Ones. You are going to make decrees over your life. I don't know what that area you want to address this morning. But I want you to express yourself in the presence of the Lord. Because it is the decree of the watchers and the sentence by the words of the Holy One. That God, that they may know that God rules in the kingdom of men. You are going to make decrees over your life. Open your mouth now. Open your mouth now. Say, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. And light shall shine. Begin to make decrees over your destiny. This second half of the year, my life must shoot forth. My life must break forth the light, the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this second half of the year, my life, my family will begin to experience new things. The glory of the Lord will begin to be revealed like never before. The power of God will sit upon my destiny. This second half of the year, the fire of God will begin to burn in my life. I will begin to experience the glory, the fire, the power, the anointing of God upon my life. This second half of the year, that sickness is swallowed up in victory. The power of the grave is swallowed. This second half of the year, that limitation, that delay is taken over. Oh, this second half of the year, as the Lord takes over, as the Lord reigns over my life, Father, that bitterness, that pain, that cry, oh Lord, my Father, let it be swallowed up by the reason of your authority and power. The Lord reigns. He rules over the kingdom of men. Every contrary power that will be reigning in my life, they must bow in the name of Jesus. This second half of the year, they must give way. They must submit in the name of Jesus. They must submit in the name of Jesus. This second half of the year, my life is hid with Christ in God. 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 In the name of Jesus. My life is hid with Christ in God. In the name of Jesus. My life is hid with Christ in God. In the name of Jesus. My life is hid with Christ in God. In the name of Jesus. My life is hid with Christ in God. In the name of Jesus, I am untouchable. In the name of Jesus, thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you, we appreciate you. We return all glory and praise to you. Thank you, Lord, for all the prayers you have made. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus. We frustrate the will of the devil. Any will that he has opposed on us, we refuse it in the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
We are closing. I just want to make three prophetic declarations. I don't know who they belong to, but if you are one of them, your amen is that bit that will deliver the miracle into your hand. Your amen becomes the bit that will deliver the miracle into your hand. Number one, the Lord.